Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Praise the Lord and welcome to another episode of The Power of Prayer. I am yours truly, Apostle Keelan Leje, filling in for Prophetess Williams on today. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being on the broadcast on today. And for those of you who just archiving and will be listening as well. At any time, if you would like to call in, the number is 347-324-3622. Again, 347-324-3622. On today, we're going to talk about another division of the prophet called the delusional prophets. So get your pen and paper out and get ready to receive the fresh revelation and manna. What God has been giving us on this broadcast, it has been very, very awesome topics. It teaches you, even if you work in the office of the prophet, it teaches you to do a checkup to make sure that you are not inside of one of these offices. Sadly, everything that we're talking about inside of the fivefold ministry that's happening right now actually is taking place inside of the body of Christ. And that's very, very scary because the Bible says he who wins souls is wise. But now we're not winning souls. We're misleading souls, and we're sending them further and further inside of the enemy's hand. So we got to do apostolic and prophetic reformation inside of the body of Christ instead of doing our job as the men and women of God that God called us to do. The first thing I want to get into is to some of you out there, is what is a prophet? A prophet is, we must find what the Bible says, first of all, about the prophet. The first person in the Bible to be called a prophet was Abraham. And Abraham's name means the father of the faithful. It is important to notice also that it was God who gave him this title. The story, of course, about this is found in Genesis, the 20th chapter. A heathen prince had taken Abraham's wife, and God commanded him to restore her, saying to Abraham, he is a prophet. The Hebrew word is Nabi, as it is, and also in Arabic. Without doubt, there were other men before Abraham who were prophets. Of course, Enoch, we know, was one, for instance, but Abraham was the first person to be designated a prophet by the clear word of God. Now listen to this. Many, many, many God-appointed prophets arose after Abraham. They were chosen from many walks of life. Moses, if you remember, was adopted in infancy by an Egyptian prince and thus received a prince's education. Ezekiel and Jeremiah were priests as well as prophets. David was first a shepherd, then a warrior, a king, then a poet, and a prophet as well. Amos was a herdsman, then a prophet. Elisha was a plowman, then a prophet. Daniel was a government administrator, then he became a prophet. From all these different backgrounds, I want you to understand God chose prophets. Their influence and authority did not come from their rank, education, wisdom, or their money, but entirely from the fact that God chose them to be his messengers. So we may define a prophet as one who is appointed by God himself to be his messenger. Now, what we got to examine is the Bible to expand this brief definition. Notice first that God chose his messengers. The scripture that I'm thinking about is Genesis, the 12th chapter. And I think starting somewhere around the first verse, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram," not Abraham, Abram, "go out from your country, your relatives, your father's house, to the land that I will show you. Then I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will exemplify divine blessing. I will bless those who bless you, but the ones who treat you lightly I must curse. And all the families of the earth will bless one another by your name." So Abram left, not Abraham, again Abram. Abram left, just as the Lord had told him to do, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Now look what it says. "Now Moses was shepherding the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from within a bush." Listen to this. "He looked, and the bush was ablaze with fire, but it was not being consumed. So Moses thought, 'I will turn aside to see this amazing sight. Why does the bush not burn up?' When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called to him from within the bush and said, 'Moses, Moses.' And Moses said, 'Here I am,' God said. 'Do not come near me. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.' He also said, 'I am God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' Then Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, 'I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I have come down to deliver them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a land that is both good and large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the region of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.'" What am I saying here? A lot of us as prophets in this hour, or some of us, it's not that we're not called, is that it's not our appointed time. Some of us feel we are in a delusion that we have had our visitation from God to go forth, and we have not had our visitation to go forth inside of the call that God gave us, especially in the office of the prophetic. I want you to understand sometimes, some prophets, when they are out of season and when they are out of order, what ends up happening is they begin to become delusional, and they'll make up fake warfare. They'll make up fake lies. They'll make up fake situations. They'll make up crazy things that comes along, and it's not, and I want you to understand this very well, and I want you to understand that that's where the delusion comes in. The reason why the delusion comes in is because I want you to understand Moses, who was a prophet, had a visitation from God, and immediately when he had that visitation from God, he ultimately understood where he was. That's why God spoke to him through the bush and said, "Moses, now you're standing on holy ground." So from that point on, Moses respected not only the office, but he expected every instruction that he was going to receive from God. So I want you to understand in deep detail that as we look at this tonight, that Delusional prophets think God is only using them and are always trying to discredit anyone else that prophesies. I want you to understand that sometimes God, as a prophet, he will separate you and make you all alone. He will make you a loner. And the reason why he'll make you a loner is so that you could be more effective to be of use. We already know there's some prophets out there that's going to discredit you. There's some prophets out there that turn around and discredit how you operate because they feel that it's out of order. You have prophets who do private sessions and they do packages. They feel that they have now they so eloquently prophesy, or now they've become a master prophet, so now they can turn around and they can charge big money. I just recently saw, just for an example, a man and a woman prophet, the husband and wife, put a package together. If you want to sit down with them in a private session, it's $299. And then you get a personal prophecy and you get one of their books and then you have dinner with them. I seen another one where it was $150 where you get a personal prophecy and a book. I seen another one, $100 to give you a phone call and they tell you what thus saith the Lord. That is some delusional business. The reason why it's delusional business is because you mean to tell me the prophet will go through all that trouble and will go through all that pain, go through all that rejection, have to be uprooted from his country, have to isolate himself for God to speak directly to him, to give to the people of God what they have to give to God, and God will authorize you to put a dollar on everything that he says that you're supposed to do. That is ultimately delusional. Now, the Bible does say, do not muzzle the ox that thread the corn. And we understand that. We understand that very well, that the laborman will be worthy of hire in some cases. But to the point now of where we have $5,000 and $8,000 and $9,000 and $1,000 prayer lines just to tell you what thus saith the Lord is not of God. You have other prophets who sit down now and they begin to pick apart other prophets' prophecies. And the reason why is those normal prophets who do that are those same prophets that manipulate the people of God, either due to finances, or they manipulate the people of God due to knowing how to emotionally arrest people. Because some people, believe it or not, who operate in the prophetic but are not sent of God, they are not sent of God, and they're very good at working psychology, and they're very good at working ideology. And let me explain that. Some people are just good at telling what folks are thinking, or some people are very good at being able to put symbolism. And when I mean symbolism, they're able to go about and they're able to show symbols and show certain things that are show people that they perceive that this perhaps might be God, and they know how to mislead the people. But I'm reminded of a scripture. In fact, in 1 Samuel, it's somewhere around the 3rd chapter, it says, then the Lord came and stood nearby, calling as he had previously done. He says, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel replied, speak, for your servant is listening. The Lord said to Samuel, look, I am about to do something in Israel. When anyone hears about it, both of his ears will tingle. And I want you to understand, listen to me, God always sends a sign and a wonder. Because the Bible says signs and wonders follow them that believe. Now, he didn't tell Samuel that he was sending a good word. He didn't tell Samuel he was sending a bad word. But he just put Samuel on standby that he was sending a word. So being that he put him on standby that he was sending a word, I want you to understand that when you have a true prophet, whether it be male or female, because I'm not one of those who advocate, well, you know, a woman can't preach and a woman can't do this, because I believe that in the end of days, the Bible says he's going to pour his spirit out on all flesh. He said your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So you have to understand that. But you cannot cause the people, especially if you're in delusion, to have itching ears. How are you doing, Apostle Thomas?
Bless you. I'm on this East Coast time and I got mixed up.
That's okay. That's okay. It's all love. It's all love. Look, on today, we're talking about delusional prophets. And I begin to tell the people, woman of God, I gave the example of Moses about how he had a visitation from God with the burning bush. And a lot of prophets, they operate in ideology, and they think that they've had a visitation from God on behalf of the people, and really that's not a visitation. That's just something that they need to deal with themselves in order for God to authorize them to operate. So, Apostle, can you expound on the delusional prophet?
Man of God, when the Lord had dealt with me about that, he dealt with me about those that were thinking that they were hearing and seeing from the Lord, when in actuality, like you said, sometimes their prophetic word comes from the issues that's from within them, or those that think that they're hearing the voice of God when in actuality other voices are even talking to them. They get in a delusion because they really begin to really think that they're the only ones too that are hearing from God and nobody else is hearing from God, and that every prophecy is directed to everybody else and nothing God says to the church is actually to them. It's such a misconception right now because people are into the supernatural realm. If you understand what I'm saying, everybody's looking for something supernatural. And the enemy has taken advantage of that because many people don't recognize the realness of God versus the falseness of Satan, his manifestation of what would be termed a miracle, a sign, or a wonder. And so in this hour, because they're not really holding on to a relationship with the Lord or actually know who he is, just like you said, with Moses, he saw the burning bush, not realizing that God was going to deal with him. And so a lot of times the people are saying they're seeing these manifestations. Some of it comes out of the contents of their own mindset where they're thinking things or want to be known as this wonder or something in the eyes of the people. They become delusional because they think that this, like I said, this is the Lord's talking or a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. They become delusional in that aspect. In the fact that they won't allow God to work on them enough to know that they are seeing something that is not sent from God. And so in this day and hour, we're really dealing with a whole lot of people that are saying that they are prophets or they're prophetic, when in actuality it's their own spirit talking to them or a different spirit other than God's spirit that is dealing with them. Getting people to really see that is kind of time-consuming, especially if they had a word from a false prophet or somebody that's trying to pump up their ego to make them think that God is really talking to them. So I'm looking and I'm seeing in this hour a whole lot of people that are in that way, and they're really dealing with some things.
Amen. Absolutely, Apostle. Absolutely. You know, Apostle, I was looking the other day, and I began to tell the people this on the broadcast before you came on. You have prophets who now who are in such delusion. I see some prophets now putting packages together to speak to the people of God. And I seen this happen recently where a husband and wife team who operates in the prophetic allegedly put a package together because they're trying to raise some money to get inside of a building. And put, well, you give a couple of $100, I'm going to turn around and allow you to sit with us and have a meal and get a book. And, Apostle, I personally feel, not just from human intelligence, but I feel from spiritual maturity that that is completely wrong. You are not supposed to sell the prophetic like it's a plate lunch on the side of a road for a benefit dinner.
Right.
That is not something that you are supposed to do. I feel that in this hour. That some prophets sit in so much of a delusional state that they turn around and they turned the prophetic to something as cheap as they could make it, and then they wonder why they some of them operate in their Python spirit. Now, Apostle, do you believe that the Python spirit was something they operated in all along?
Yes. If they have never been, well, what we're having now is a whole lot of them that are coming out now that have never sat or been in the company of any true or real mature prophet of the Lord, but they just, you know, jumped up and began to do something. Well, that spirit within them, because we know gifts are called without repentance, well, that spirit within them begins to pull them into that area. But that was something that they had already, some kind of way had already was there, and then it activated or began to operate when the opportunity came and it came on it. And like you said, I'm seeing a lot of it too, where people are trying to package and sell the prophetic. They have people that have books. They say, you can buy my books of prophecies for such and such amount, and this, that, and the other. And, you know, and the Lord is not pleased with us taking something so precious and using it for greedy gain. And so we, as the people of God, need to understand that and to know that that it, he's saying to us, you know, that we cannot do that.
Yeah, absolutely, woman of God, absolutely. And it, and one thing I notice, with people, prophets who are delusional, they are very insecure people, because they know they are not operating in the right voice. So they you can almost tell flat out their insecurity when they speak. If you even notice some of those prophets who are delusional, they also try to look like the world. And I've seen a lot of that too. And especially I've seen it especially with single men and single women. They try to look exactly like the world who operate as prophets, because they really, without even realizing it, they trapped in between two worlds. But what's worse, they deny correction, and they don't want to be chastised. Some of them, and it's sad to say this, some of them actually are called to the prophetic.
Yes,
but
they
the
are.
Problem is they're not trained and they're not authorized.
Right.
How important, Apostle, is it to be authorized to operate in the prophetic? Why is it so important?
It's one of the most important things there is, because if you operate outside the will of God or timing of God concerning even giving a word, it can cause someone's life to be destroyed. It can cause a whole lot of things to take place at that time. Many people don't recognize that, and so they don't see the importance of knowing when to release a word. You have to be authorized by God to even walk in that area, because they have to understand that they are a representation of God, his voice, his will, his mind in the earth. And so when you get people that are not authorized to release going forth in this day and hour, then you're going to see a whole lot of shipwrecks and a whole lot of people being overtaken by the enemy and destroyed in that realm. So, yeah, they have to definitely be in a place to where God has authorized that voice to come forth. Other than that, you are going to see a lot of stuff take place in this day and hour. And this is what we're seeing now, where you see the people are speaking and people's lives are being messed up, and their homes, different things, ministry and all is being torn up, because a voice that was not authorized from God begins to speak a word that was never God's intention to come forth.
Yeah, oh yes, that's good. That's good. That's good. Well, you people of God, you heard it first on tonight, on this afternoon rather, about the delusional prophet. So if you are sitting under someone, or you are allowing somebody to speak prophetically inside of your life and they're not authorized, you better move around from that. The reason why is because One thing I know about a curse, it spreads just like a bad cold. It'll keep going until somebody breaks the cycle. So you got to be very mindful, people of God, in this hour, because it's imperative that you don't allow nobody to come into your life and abort your destiny. Destiny is so important in this hour, because it's not where you came from, but it's your destination. So make sure that you are hearing from the right prophetic voice inside of this hour. On next week, according to the listing that the woman of God has, we're going to talk about the prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, prophet, the one who looks for prophets. So we'll be back 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on next week. God bless you all.
God bless.